Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. All right, so apparently the ghosts and goblins and witches and whatever are truly out already because I recorded a podcast and then they like ate it or took it or I don't know what they did. So here we are, take two. All right, so I've been trolling the web and I keep coming across all these articles about pairing wine with candy. But I kind of feel like everyone has it all wrong. I mean, the first thing you're going to do when you get home is pick out a wine. And only then will you go raid your kid's candy bowl, right? And look, truth of the matter is it makes perfect sense for you to have a glass of wine handy as you answer the door for all those trick-or-treaters on Halloween. I mean, do you have any idea how many Donald Trump costumes you're going to see this year? Eck, you're going to need to drink. All right, so here's what I think. You pick the wine, then you go match it with the candy. So the question, of course, you have to ask yourself is, what are you feeling like? And it's not just tonight. You know we're talking about the whole darn week because that candy lingers. I mean, sometimes I feel like it even multiplies, and by the end of next week, my jeans are too tight. But that being said, what do you want to drink tonight? Okay, so let's say you're feeling like the sweeter whites, a Riesling, a Moscato. That's totally perfect, but then you need to go find the Starburst and the Skittles. What a match made in heaven that is. Oh, and the Sour Patch Kids. Perfect. Little Riesling, bag of Sour Patch Kids, maybe candy corn, but the others, fantastic. All right, now you know, everyone knows I'm a big buttery Chardonnay girl. Well, pour a glass of that and run, don't walk, to the candy corn bowl. Man, the primary flavor in candy corn is like vanilla, and that big buttery chard just makes it sing. That is one of my favorite pairings probably in the whole wide world, if you haven't noticed. All right, and truth is, I'd even pop some champagne with the candy corn. Yeah, why not? Pop champagne anytime you want, but candy corn, heck yeah. And if you are going Chardonnay or champagne, then feel free to grab yourself a Butterfinger, and thanks to those really light cookies in the Kit Kat, perfect. Have one or 10 of those as well. But here's the thing, it's fall. Like, most people are gonna go grab a red wine when they come home tonight. It's kind of a more obvious choice. And if you grab a Pinot Noir, like I probably will, home run. Because basically any piece of candy in that candy bowl is gonna work. They work with almost everything. Some of my favorites, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, your good old Hershey bar is going to work great. And of course, wait for it, red licorice. Oh yes, we always have red licorice in my house because I convince myself that, you know, it's fat-free, so it's good for you. But the added bonus with red licorice, of course, is it works as a straw. Just throwing it out there. All works great with Pinot Noir. Now, I'm telling you right now, Saturday night I'm having people here and they are all big red drinkers. So there would be big reds, like a Cabernet, a Zinfandel, a big Syrah. And if that's what you're drinking, man, then dive into anything chocolate. Snickers, Hershey's, M&M's, Tootsie Rolls, whatever you can find, all yours, going to work gorgeously. Now, people out there, you know, some of the wine snobs will tell you, dark chocolate really should be with port. So if you're going to pour yourself a glass of port, go reach for the special dark. Here's the thing, though. I would feel like Thurston Howell III if I poured myself a glass of port and I stood there, you know, handing out candy with port. I would feel like I needed an ashcot. It just doesn't seem natural to me. But hey, go for it. To me, a big red, a Pinot Noir, I kind of think it's a home run for the whole night. Because look, it's not like you're going to, you know, pour different wines for different candies. And if you are, God bless you. That is a fun night and you should invite me over. I would just say, pour what makes you happy and maybe pick the candy that goes with that. And I have to shout out to the spirits lovers of the world because I will have my brother here and he's a whiskey drinker. And the first thing he's going to go for anyway are the caramel cubes. My brother and I, when we were kids, used to fight over that one chocolate-covered piece of caramel in the Valentine's Day box that we would get. You know, in your heart, there was always one. I don't know why because it was the favorite, fan favorite every time. But whiskey and caramel or caramel, from however you say it, oh, killer. If you're a vodka drinker, because the truth of the matter is, Halloween is very stressful. Kids are running all over God's kingdom. Everyone's screaming and yelling. They bang on your door, trick or treat. Then you got to go find the Pixie Sticks or the Pop Rocks. I don't even know if the Pop Rocks are legal, but the Pixie Sticks and vodka kind of remind me of that old school, what was it, lemon drop shot? It was back in the day. I don't have the stamina to do those anymore, but I think it was a lemon drop shot. Vodka, Pixie Sticks, and Pop Rocks. I guess presuming they don't blow up in your mouth, that's a home run. All right, but either way, at the end of the day, pour what makes you happy, have some candy. Don't stress about whether it works or it doesn't. It's actually two of the most perfect things on the planet, so how could you go wrong? I am jonesing for candy corn right now. This is the only time of year I eat it, and I cannot wait for it. All right, have yourself a happy Halloween, and if you still have candy in your house by Wednesday, I would just say give it away. Just be done with it by then. Cent'anni.